Well, now, this is what I
dreamed about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you said, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
fell off the bed.
You know, all of a sudden you might be dreaming something, and all of a sudden you'll just
wake up real quick. I've done that too.
You've done that too. Mm-hmm. Well, now sometimes kids they'll be in the house and they'll take their foot and go like this on the floor and make a big racket.
Stomp. Mm-hmm.
You say, you better quit this. And if you had a boat or something to get it up on the land, you'd have to tie a rope on it and
pull it up on the land and tie it to a bush.
Mm-hmm. And then if you wanted to get it back in the water, you'd have to
push it back.
Mm-hmm. And if you were carrying something that was real heavy, like a suitcase, you might say, well, I just had to pick up that suitcase and
set it down, or
mm-hmm.
pick it up and carry it a little further.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And have you ever heard anybody say, talking about something real heavy, you might say, they picked that thing up and they toted it.
Yeah.
Have you heard people say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now, if your children were in the kitchen and one of them started to put his hand up on the stove, you'd say, now don't.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, now don't.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. And if you needed a hammer or something, you might want one of your kids to get it. You'd say, go, or if you needed the knife and you couldn't get it yourself, you might tell your little girl, well, go and
get me that knife.
Mm-hmm. And in playing tag, you know, when little children play that game of tag, where they say they're safe, they have to get back to the
base.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if somebody had been children throwing the ball, you know, and then he might say, I threw the ball to him, but he never
caught it.
And you were going to meet somebody in town, you'd say, well, I'll meet you in town, but now if I get there first, I'll
wait.
And like, just as you're about to punish a child, you know, for something, he might say, oh, please give me another
chance.
And if a man was in a real good mood, and instead of saying he's in a good mood, you might say he's in a good, another way of saying a good mood is to say he's in a good
humor.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had mice or something like that in your house and you didn't want them around anymore, you'd say, I'm just going to have to
spray.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, if you had some weeds in your garden, you'd say, now, I'm going to get
the hoe and cut them down.
And now, suppose you had some old clothes or old junk that you didn't want anymore. And you'd say, now I need to get
rid of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you ever said get shut of
them? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard?
Yeah, get shut of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about kind of a smart alecky little kid who, and he'd say, now, he didn't know he didn't know what was going on, but he just
acted silly.
You know, he pretended he knew it all. He's just, he is just acting
smart alecky.
Mm-hmm. And now, if a little kid in school had his pencil stolen or something, he might say,
stole my pencil.
Mm-hmm. And if it was a little kid, a lot of times, sometimes would they maybe say, who swiped it?
Yeah.
You ever heard?